it the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Good Wednesday morning to you. How you doing? Oh, it's a good start. Good day. Beautiful, beautiful day here in the neighborhood of Woodbine, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Patton Cook, Greg Pogue, John Burton will be along. He said that he was going to be going to the Predators game last night, and Predators got their first win of the season. So I'm sure he had to close everything down on Lower Broadway and celebrated that first win. And just let him know that maybe there might be 40 or 50 more of those, so just pace yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do it right when you're down there. You might as well close down the shops.
Hey, they won their first game.
Yep.
So they're not firing anybody. They're not well, they didn't put Cody Glass down to Milwaukee pretty quickly. But anyway, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Very good. Was a little sleepy yesterday, but I got
I couldn't tell.
Rested up, but I am good today. Ready for a good show.
Well, things to get to, obviously, Titans with the Chiefs coming in town and the back end of that, Predators last night beat the Kings. There will be a Nashville SC sighting tonight at Nissan Stadium, correct?
Sure will be. Excited for that one. We'll not be going to the game, but we'll be tuning in for sure. And this one's going to be big for him because a couple scoreless draws, but there's nothing wrong with that. A couple of them have been on the road, but ultimately how that offense looked early in the season, they almost looked unstoppable. C.J. Sapong's kind of gone quiet after the international break a few weeks ago. But for him, I think if he can get back on the score sheet tonight, that'll be big for him. But Walker Zimmerman should be back in after a pretty heavy stretch for the U.S. men's national team. So getting guys back from Canada in the U.S. men's national team is going to be big for him tonight.
Well, and it's almost like they've got to a point, they've got it on neutral. Is that fair?
No, yeah,
I mean, and in soccer, can you – sometimes in a lot of sports, you can't turn it back on. I think baseball is the one you really – and certainly basketball, I think you can because, you're basically 5-on-5, and if you don't have it, you're going to get your butt whipped. Football, I think you can. Soccer, can you turn it on and off?
I don't think so. I think form is everything, and you see it quite often. Of course, Leicester City, who won the Premier League a couple years ago, just the form they were in, and everyone was kind of coasting along through the season, but they were just having the time of their lives out there. So I think you really don't want to go in kind of coasting and having dropped a couple of points. But I think if they can pick up a couple wins these next couple of games, they'll be just fine. But ultimately, they just need to get a couple home games under their belt, which they will have one tonight because home field is everything, I think, in soccer more than a lot of sports.
So you're not going? I'm disappointed because I live vicariously through you and going all these different places.
Well,
but I'm too lazy to go to.
Yeah, not going tonight. I got some Austin Peay duties tonight to go to. I'd be making it a tight one to go down to Nissan. I spent my Nissan time on Monday night. That's enough for me. Enough yelling and screaming in downtown Nashville for 1 week. So not for me, but I'll be tuning in on the TV.
You looked pretty rough yesterday. You looked gassed.
I was beaten down. I mentioned it off air, but by the end of the first quarter, I'd pretty much lost my voice. I whispered over to my dad. I was like, "I gotta be careful here."
So, you never can tell when you're yelling from that upper row or upper deck when it just might impact the game.
You know,
you never know.
No, you're right.
The one time you don't yell, it might be the fumble. Well, it might be the interception dropped or something.
Just the camaraderie. I mean, the Bills fans, they were giving it to us all first half, so I was giving it to them in that fourth quarter. So it was good. It was good.
John Burton, what's up, JB?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing all right?
Good to be here. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to be seen. Sorry, I run a little late this morning. Good to be here, Wednesday morning. Preds won last night. I was in the building. Coincidence?
Did you hear why we said you were late?
No.
Or you were just, well, see, it's because you were listening to Cleveland.
No, I was listening to music, actually.
Well, that's okay. Well, I understand that, because we are, but you should consider our show music.
It is.
It's like it's music.
Very
poetry. Out of tune.
Yes.
Very out of tune.
Yes.
And disjointed.
So what reason
we knew you were in the building last night.
That's right.
And that since
proud to say the Preds are not going to go 0-82-0, so there
right?
you go, we got a dub.
But in response to that, we figured, you know, the first win of the season, they're not going to go winless all year. That you closed Broadway last night just to celebrate, in other words, you don't need many reasons.
I didn't close it.
Okay, just sort of.
Listen, you walk out of the arena and everything's right there. I mean, you know. I waited for the traffic to die down, and yeah, I went and celebrated with some friends. You know, nice win last night. I really think that's we're going to see a lot of those kind of wins, right? Those tight 2-1 games.
They've already been the 3-2 loss the other night.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Saros played, you know, pretty well, but I was talking to a lot of hockey people that people know a lot more about hockey than I do. And, you know, there's so many young guys on this roster that haven't really gotten used to playing night in and night out on the NHL level. So they're not quite up to the speed of the game. Now, mid-season, they'll all be fine. But, you know, that I think that was that's going to be a contributing factor this early part of the season. It's so early, man. It's 3 games in. So, you know, a lot of teams still getting their legs underneath them and figuring out, you know, coaches figuring out what line combinations work, what defensive pairings work, that kind of thing. Nice to see Duchesne get a big goal. Tanner Janot got the other one. Saros played, I thought, really well. I mean, the Preds had a lot of chances early in that game, but, you know, they just couldn't bury the puck. But they got out of there with a dub. Everybody was happy. You know, you're not going to go winless, but it's just – I think it's just kind of a weight lifted off the fan base and the organization to get that first win of the season out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, Matt, and you know, they go into the third down 1-0,
yeah.
right? You go,
yeah.
uh-oh. But Matt Duchesne mm-hmm. siding with a power play goal.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It was good, and you always want to see, you know – you always want to see the power play working, especially at home. And, yeah, and Dutchie got the goal there, kind of got the crowd back, because the crowd was kind of dead up until that point. So, you know, that got everybody fired up. And then, of course, Tanner Janot got what proved to be the game winner. So, you know, nice win for them. They got my Rangers coming in the building tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. And, yeah, man, this is a great time of year, boys, you know, with all the baseball and NBA started last night.
Oh, October.
Night.
It's October. Yeah.
Our Grizzlies get going tonight.
Well, by the way, I misspoke yesterday. We will be carrying the Braves game tonight instead of the Grizzlies.
Okay.
I misspoke on that one. As a matter of fact, Mr. Johnson met me in the parking lot on the way out.
Hey, Greg,
come here.
I got to tell you something.
Let me tell you something. We will have the Braves game tonight. That will be 7:08 first pitch, 6:53. Of course, last night, they had a 5-2 lead going into the eighth, four-run eighth, Cody Bellinger.
Staring a 3-0 lead right in the face, right? And then Bellinger suddenly come alive in these playoffs, man.
Yeah, it's just sort of a second life, if you will, because, you know, he had just had such an awful – well, he's gone through the same thing as we've talked about, Christian Yelich, the injuries last night. But, yeah, 6-5, and Luke Jackson couldn't hold the lead, and now it's 2-1, and tonight, game two, that will be, again, we'll have that tonight. It is game four, rather, 7:08, game two in L.A., so that, and somebody needs to explain the Astros-Red Sox series to me. A 7-run ninth inning for the Astros.
I didn't see it because I was at the game.
Ninth inning.
Now, didn't it all get started because of a botched third strike call that wasn't made that should have been made?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it.
I have no sympathy whatsoever for the Boston Red Sox. Right. I hope they get screwed over in every way possible. And I'm not I'm not exactly the biggest Houston Astros fan, but it's lesser of two evils. But from what I understand, there was like – what was the deal with that, Patton? Did you see that? It was like a third strike that should have been called, wasn't called, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the Astros got 7 runs in that inning.
That's exactly it, and you're kind of getting the talk of we want robotic umpires after every Boston fan in the world, and I agree with
blank
you.
Well, you had the series in the other night.
Blank you, Boston fan. Nobody cares about you.
The L.A. Giants series ended on a check swing.
Yeah. Where are you guys at with the robotic guys? I'm a traditionalist.
It's not even – there's not even
– that's part of the game, isn't
it? I will go off the grid and destroy every robot umpire.
So this is a hill you're willing to die on.
I will go to jail for this.
Okay. Mark the tape, Patton.
I agree. Human
you go to jail with me? Come on.
For sure. But I think human error, that's just part of sports. And yeah. Players make mistakes. Refs are going to make mistakes. And refs, they get punished for them just like players.
But replays
do.
After the fact.
For sure.
It's not the one making the call at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's what Robotica does. They're right. making the call at the moment. And then just, what recourse do you have? Go to another robot? We're going to have robot replay on robot?
What? See, it just wouldn't make sense to me to tune into a Major League Baseball game and watch a robot call balls and strikes. That's it. You know, did Abner Doubleday have that in mind 1,000 years ago when he invented this game?
No, but every time somebody mentions it, he rotates 88 times in his grave.
Yeah, exactly. So does my dad. My dad was a big baseball fan.
So do I, and I'm still alive.
Right, exactly.
I'm rotating. Yeah. So.
Hey, what you do in privacy of your own home, Greg, is your business.
Well, it's okay. I got a spin master.
Hey, now.
And her name's – anyway. Oh, wow. We went there, didn't we?
We did.
That's okay. I don't care. Anyway, so tonight, the Astros – the games flip, right? The Astros and the Bo Sox at 4:08 and the Braves in L.A. at 7:08 as well. So I don't know. The Braves – man, sitting there you had 3-0 looking.
You were
right
there. You were knocking on the door of a commanding 3-0 series lead. But still, if you're the Braves, get out of L.A. with at least one win. Go back home with a chance to clinch.
Yeah, where you could win one out of two.
Exactly.
You know for sure you're going back to Atlanta. You're either now going to be up 3-2 or down 3-2 with it. So, but L.A. though. They just they figure out how to win. They really do.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
So tonight you've got first off Chris Sale going for the Red Sox, Framber Valdez for the Astros, Julio Urias for the Dodgers. It looks like the Braves are going to bullpen, right? Committee pitching. So
they're going to go with an opener.
Yeah.
As opposed to a starter.
Yeah. However they want to do that.
Yeah.
Isn't Ian Anderson up? I think he's available. I think they're going to throw him in game 5. So, anyway, that's tonight as well. I want to go back a little bit last night with the Preds. What was the reaction when Duchesne – you were there. Duchesne scoring. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's a lot of, attention being put on him.
Consternation, angst, sure.
Yeah. Apprehension, anxiety.
Right.
With him and Johansson because of their lack of production equaling their $8 million annual contracts. Mm-hmm. What was the reaction when Duchesne scored?
Oh, the crowd was happy.
Good.
Yeah. They were very happy. I think they were just happy to get a goal and tie the game. But, I think – the general consensus was, hey, way to go, Dutchie. You know, we needed a goal, and you provided you did what you're signed here to do, come up with big goals and big moments, and that's what he did. I should mention this, too, Greg. Great tribute to Victor Arvidsson.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
I think it was about halfway through the first period. They had a great tribute to him. They showed on the video board all his great highlights, all the big goals that he had, and you could tell Victor was pretty moved by it, so... it was great to see Arvy back in the building. Weird to see him in another uniform, but you guys know what a fan favorite Arvy Hustle was here. And the crowd really rose to its feet and gave him a great ovation, and it was really classy thing by the Preds to do last night for Arvy.
Well, yesterday, the Titans, Mike Vrabel, he met with the media. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs are coming to town. That opened at 3. It's now a 5.5-point favorite. You know, I've been singing the praises. You
Titans
have
5.5-point favorites?
No. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I figured the Chiefs would be favored. Chiefs are 3, and it went to 5.5 right away. But David Long, in my mind right now, is the defensive MVP. He led this team in tackles this past Sunday, Monday rather, and I just like the energy that he's brought. And here's Mike Vrabel talking about that.
Plays with a lot of energy, plays with a lot of speed, quickness. It's never going to be perfect in there, but, David shows a sense of passion and, love watching him play, throws his body around. And so do all guys, all the guys out there. So I think he's getting more comfortable each and every week. Saw him blitz and affect the quarterback and, saw him do some things, and obviously there'll be some plays that we have to coach up and that he'd like to have back, but he was very active.
Yeah, man. I mean, he was all over the field Monday night. Tough kid. Not the biggest middle linebacker in the world, but, you know, shows a lot of toughness. You know, he's got the mental part of this thing down. And I agree with you. He's been great. Jeffrey Simmons was all world the other night, too. But in terms of consistently making plays, especially from that middle linebacker position, because Jayon Brown's having trouble staying healthy. And as much as I like this guy a lot, but Rashawn Evans just hasn't done much. He hasn't made a lot of plays. He doesn't stand out. You know what I mean? And for whatever reason that is, you know, a lot of people have said he's more of a Dean Pease guy than he is a Mike Vrabel / Shane Bowen guy. You know, okay, I'll listen to that. But, yeah, David Long's been great.
5'11", here's what everybody takes from him. Mm-hmm. 5'11", 227. He was the sixth-round draft pick out of West Virginia and the year after he was named the Big 12 defensive player.
He was great in college.
Yeah, and they said, well, it can't translate because he doesn't have that size, and yada, yada, yada. That he's been, you know, everybody wants to talk about Robinson picks that work and picks that doesn't. This is a steal in the sixth round.
Absolutely.
Because he's becoming an everyday player and an impact player on this team. And like I said, led the team with 14 tackles on Sunday, 9 solos. He just plays all over the field, got great instinct. Who's the small linebacker they had here and went on to play for the Lions? He came out of Georgia. Stephen Tulloch. A lot of like a Steve, but I think more speed. Mm-hmm. But that undersized, and Stephen Tulloch had a really good career, had good years here, had good years in Detroit.
Right.
And he went up there because of Jim Schwartz.
Right.
But I like David Long.
I remember when I first got here, Colin McCarthy was kind of an undersized middle linebacker. He was a machine. He just could not stay healthy, because he played so physical that he was always getting hurt. But, yeah, so you've seen a lot of these undersized middle linebackers. They want guys that can, you know, cover tight ends and slot receivers in space more. So you don't see the big, you know, back in our day, guys like Harry Carson and, you know, I mean, I can go back to Butkus and Nitschke, I guess. But, you know, Mike Singletary, these just big, you know, built from granite, you know, middle linebacker stuff in the run, not asked to do a whole lot in pass coverage. It's a different game now, obviously.
He's basically a strong safety.
Yeah.
In back in the day.
Yeah.
A strong, yes. Yeah, that can play the run, mm-hmm. but can play the pass.
Exactly.
Strong safety does. So, anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. Thanks, Patton, for that. All right, that gets us going this morning. Coming up at 10:05, MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. They go to UConn on Saturday. And they're like a 2-touchdown favorite at UConn. We'll talk about that coming off the Blue Raiders bye week. And after the break, like we do every Wednesday morning, head out to Vegas, do a little prognosticating with Brad Powers.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, and I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, 78 is the high for today. For tonight, cloudy, chance of showers, 20%, low 61. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Thursday night, cloudy, 51. Sunshine for Friday, 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. I sit corrected by the, just a good guy, Lee Fowler, the former athletic director at MTSU, longtime athletic director at NC State, former chairman of the NCAA basketball committee, you know, the one that they would bring out and say, why is my team not in there?
Right, guys, the sacrificial lamb that would get grilled after the brackets come out and be like, wow, how come this team didn't make it? How come that team didn't
team
make
number
it? Their RPI was blah, blah, blah.
Team number 67 crying in my beer.
Right, and they just sit there and say, well, we selected the 64 best teams and blah, you know.
But Lee actually comes on with Plaz every once in a while. He's been on our show many, many times over the years. He called in to correct me. Stephen Tulloch went to NC State, and he should know because he was the athletic director there.
So I
thank you, Lee. Hey, thanks for listening. And
shout out, Lee. Well, we hope you're well.
And your lovely wife, Carol, and the kids, the grandkids. You're probably old enough to have great grandkids now. So that's my final shot.
Revenge is a lot like serving cold cuts.
Brad Powers with us. Brad, it's always good to be corrected on air by good people. So how you doing, man?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, man. It's been a crazy week. It's a crazy month, you know. How much fun for a guy like you doing what you do is the month of October when everything's going on. Pretty much all four major sports are going. College football, you know, well in full swing. It's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it is. I'll say this. I mean, that's why I specialize. Because, I mean, it's a lot of fun because I think you can take advantage of the books this time of year because, I mean, there's only so many man hours. And obviously you got the NBA starting up, college basketball will be here right around the corner. You got, obviously the Major League Baseball playoffs, NFL, college football. I have found sometimes, because this time of year the market should be getting very sharp considering, you got data points on so many college football teams. Sometimes as we roll into the end of October and into November, it gets a little less sharp because I think there's a lot of guys that have been betting football that just leave the marketplace and go off, in quote-unquote greener pastures, that being, college basketball. So, yeah, I would say this for anybody that's doing this specialization. I mean, you can certainly get overwhelmed. It's tough enough to win in one sport, let alone four or five.
Brad, we talked last week about when things just look so obvious, even to dummies like me. Vanderbilt, South Carolina. My question was, can South Carolina be anybody by 18.5?
Yeah, I mean, that was a layup, right?
And when things pop up there, how do you keep your you keep working straight to the numbers instead of go with your heart or your head and say, man, that's just not right?
Well, I mean, sometimes, the things that look too easy aren't that easy. But then again, I mean, sometimes we get, what we call, paralysis by overanalysis in this industry. And sometimes it's just as easy as that. I mean, I bet Vanderbilt last week. I just thought with a relatively – and I bet the under. And I thought there was correlation there. So I thought it would be a low-scoring game. If it was, South Carolina should have been laying near three touchdowns. So – sometimes you don't need to spend 2 hours diving into a game. It just, it should come easy to you sometimes. And there was that one, and the other one for me specifically was just taking Alabama off a loss. I mean, I didn't overthink, you know, oh my goodness, they're having offensive line protection issues when Texas A&M overloaded one side of the offensive line. It was Nick Saban off a loss. It wasn't off a loss where their national title dreams were dashed. They still had everything to play for, and that's why Alabama was one of my biggest bets of last week, and that one was I didn't have to sweat, let's just put it that way, in the fourth quarter.
And then there's the other end of it. I think you had the Patriots, and I think I did as well. When so many crazy things happen at the end of a game, you just throw up your hands and say, hey, if I had to do it again, I'd do it the same way. Is that, you know, when you take a beat like that?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you're talking about I mean, that's why it's tough to win in this industry. I mean, you would think that you could have gotten a win there, especially if you got in the New England more than a field goal. You're usually safe in that situation, but yeah, obviously we weren't safe. And, you know, a winner turned into a loser just like that.
Brad Powers is our guest. Brad, I'm looking at tomorrow night's Thursday night game. Browns giving up 3 at home to the Broncos. But the Browns are banged up, man. Baker Mayfield's got a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulders. I guess he's going to try to give it a go. No Kareem Hunt tomorrow. No Nick Chubb tomorrow. Odell's banged up. Jarvis Landry may not play. Oh, by the way, their two starting tackles are out. Is that one, you know, kind of, hey, you play the underdog or you leave it alone type situation?
I think most definitely, although I will say, you know, Thursday nights have been very profitable for the favorite because usually with short preparation, you know, instead of X's and O's, it comes down to just Jimmys and Joes. But as you mentioned, not too many Jimmys and not too many Joes could be in the lineup for Cleveland. So I agree with you. I would lean with Denver and also the under. I mean, a team that banged up. And you look at, you know, at least statistically, both teams' defenses have been relatively good this season. I lean under there.
Brad Powers with us. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. That Bill King link at the top right of the page. You can listen to Bill, Brad with Bill, every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. College football on a Wednesday night, I don't have a problem with it.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, and two mid-major prominent programs, Coastal Carolina and what Jamie Chadwell is doing there. Appalachian State seemed to lose a coach every year to a Power 5. And Coastal Carolina, and it's amazing. Is there a better story than Coastal Carolina coming out of nowhere? And I don't know if they came out of nowhere or not, because their baseball team won the national championship, 3 years ago? But still, when we're talking about Coastal Carolina and Appalachian State being a marquee game.
Definitely. And, I mean, it's not only the growth of a program like Coast Carolina that's relatively new to the FBS. They were a good FCS program for several years when they had, you know, they really turned their program around once, you know, the former CEO of TD Ameritrade he came over. And, I mean, and their program took off. It also helps when you're in the Myrtle Beach area there as far as recruiting. But I think overall the most improved conference in college football over the last 10 years has been the Sun Belt. So, I mean, Appalachian State's probably been the best program on a consistent basis the last 6-7 years in that conference. But obviously Coastal was the best team last year, and at least on paper looks like the best team this year. It is a rare home underdog role for App State. But as I usually say in this segment each week, I bet, you know, numbers, not teams. I bet Coastal +1 on the Sunday opener.
Oh, man.
At the current number of 5, I would actually lean with Appalachian State tonight.
That's not fair. you get Coastal Carolina. You got Appalachian State -1? I don't even know what you just said. It just pissed me off.
No,
so
I got
much.
Coastal Carolina +1, but I would lean at the current number, Appalachian State +5. And I apologize. It's trash day here, and I'm sitting, and I can hear, even though I'm in a building, I can hear the trash people outside.
Well, we can't hear.
I apologize.
Hey, no, we thought you were talking about us being trash. I mean, come on, man.
We want to apologize to you to have to come on to this jabroni
trash
show every week. Brad, where are you at with LSU? You know, I never like it when, you know, mid-season they announce, hey, coach won't be back, but he's going to, you know, he's going to coach the rest of the season. I mean, what good does that do? You know, to me, I'm a rip the Band-Aid off type of guy. fade LSU the rest of the way now that we know that Coach O won't be back next year?
I am in that boat, and I was even in that boat, you know, prior to last week. And the market certainly was with LSU being a double-digit home underdog to Florida.
Yeah.
I think some people then, oh my goodness, look what LSU did. They're going to play for Coach O the rest of the season. I would still say with the, you know, a coach that's on his way out, doesn't know where his next job is going to be, and most importantly, the entire assistant coaching staff, you know, has to worry about where they're going to be, you know, them and their families coaching next year. I would say it's not a guarantee, but I think you make money if you're fading LSU the rest of the way.
I think he's going to be a male escort, just thinking out loud. Titans this
Where
past
Where you come up with this stuff,
well,
man?
Well, I mean, just looking at his what he's been doing lately, just thought it would be a nice transition. He doesn't have to, you know, he's not going to make any money with his looks, but he's getting a good payout, so he doesn't need any money to do it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, Titans Monday night, it went to +6, and I knew you liked that side.
Yeah, that was actually my top play of the NFL week, and I needed that because, I mean, after the Patriots game, I mean, I didn't have a good Sunday, and it was one of the worst Sundays ever for the sports books. And what does that usually mean for me? It usually means that I had a bad day as well, because I'm usually in the NFL very anti-public. But, you know, that's usually the case what happens after, you know, the public has one of their best Sundays ever. You know a bunch of guys were loading up, doubling up, feeling confident, laying with the favorite with the Bills, and then forget the point spread. I mean, the Bills don't even win the game outright. So that was a really nice win there for the Titans. And, you know, after a really bad loss against the Jets a few weeks ago, they've certainly righted the ship.
Chiefs this week come in. I see it started at 3 and now 5.5 at the Titans. What are you thinking there?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, it's not ideal for Kansas City, back-to-back road, short week for Tennessee. I mean, I'm going to have to check weather because the total is 57, and that is another thing that usually comes into play this time of year. You got to be checking weather forecast every single week. I wanted to take Kansas City, but as usual, you're never getting it cheap when you're laying with the Chiefs. And, I mean, last week was only their third cover in their last 16 games going back to last year. So it's probably just going to be a pass for me. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, just because I'm on the, you know, show in Nashville here to say, oh, great value in this game involving Tennessee. I call it like I see it. Last week, Tennessee was my favorite play in the entire NFL week. This week, I don't think I'll have a bet on the game.
Not even the total, because both defenses aren't very good. I thought the over might be a play here this week.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know, but it's also the highest, you know, I think right. It's the highest total of the entire NFL season. So, I mean, that's priced into it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Brad, how many football games you ever watched or been to where golf balls and mustard things and the cheerleaders and the band, the dance squad have to be evacuated and the game stops for 20 minutes?
But, Greg, it was just a few students in one section. That's all it was.
And the head coach gets hit by a golf ball. And, of course, now the blowback on the other side is, well, Kiffin, you know, was pouring fire on the kerosene, and I don't care, you know, about – maybe he was – me one, I don't really care. Nothing brought it to that. But what a crazy scene. Were you watching that? I was, and I'm getting there going, my Lord, what the hell? There's a mob going on the river.
It was one of the strangest games, and also one of the longest. I mean, that was incredible how long that game went on Saturday night. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of the game. I mean, it pretty much played to expectation with Ole Miss being a small favorite. I mean, the box score says Tennessee probably should have won the game. I don't know. I mean, that was just a mess, and not just on the sidelines as far as the trash is concerned. But, you know, moving forward, obviously Tennessee is up against it. I mean, they're stepping in front of the elephant, sort of say, this week, that elephant being Nick Saban. I mean, they're reason being, I mean, Nick Saban's 14-0 against Tennessee since he took over, 10-4 against the spread. I mean, he's winning by 26 points per game. He's covering by 6 points per game. And there's a lot of math guys, the model guys, the analytics guys that love this Tennessee team. I don't. I mean, if Alabama's relatively healthy, I'm rolling Tide again this week. I think they roll right over Tennessee.
Well, and then Vandy is a big home dog. 23 is at, with Mississippi State. I'm thinking that's too many. That's just me thinking, just without even the analytics or studying. I go, wow, Vandy's getting 23 at home from Mississippi State.
Well, that line is no longer 23. It's 20 and a half.
Okay, money, so yeah, the money came out the way I think, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You thought it to existence. You thought it right into existence. Or you thought, it's too much, and then the market just
stopped. Yeah,
you
know, hey, yeah, they follow me. Yeah,
right. We better move our lines before we...
What do you think our podcast get like a million hits? They want to know exactly what I think.
I agree with the movement. Both teams are banged. I'm obviously banged up at quarterback. I thought Wright did all right last week for Vanderbilt. I mean, he got me a winner, so that's all I care about. Mississippi State's banged up at quarterback as well after the Alabama game. I think a slight lean towards the under. It's sitting, you know, if you shop around, you can find a 51.5, and then, you know, second week in a row, I'm going to take Vanderbilt plus, you know, 20.5.
Hey, Brad, real quick, you said Nick is 14-0 lifetime versus Tennessee. Is that just at Alabama, or is that LSU combined?
That's just at Alabama.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Because I wanted to tweet something out because I thought it was an interesting thing you said. So
well,
I didn't
yeah, give Brad wanna, credit.
Yeah. Okay. Oh well, duh. Oh. Yeah. I happen to know that Nick Saban is 10-4 against the spread lifetime against Tennessee.
Coming up next, Picking with John.
He did end Tennessee's national title hopes in the 2000.
That's right.
One SEC championship game. I mean, that's the last time Tennessee was pretty good at football.
Woohoo! Shots fired.
Now, Brad, you
shots
say
shots fired, Brad, from the desert.
Yeah. Now he hangs up, and we get all the crap.
Yeah. You know? Hey, you tell that boy I'm gonna fight him when I see him, man.
Brad, tell the people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, I mean, my cell phone is, yeah, I'm kidding. You can, BradBauerSports.com, dead top of the page, click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can download past issues of my newsletter. You can check that out. If you like what you see, you want college, you want pro, write-ups on every single game each week, plus best bets each week, you can check it out, BradBauerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
You know, if you give, you know, put your address out there, we'll send a box of oranges for you, okay?
You know, my phone number and my address is right there on the website. People are mad about my Tennessee football comment.
Thanks, Brad. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. Take care, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, hey, the best in the business.
The perfect mix of information and entertainment.
Yes.
Brad Powers.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
Giving me a little grief. Yeah. I moved the Vandy line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because people really care what you have to say.
Well,
or me.
That's, you know, I'm used to that. All right, let's do this.
That's right.
I tell you what. You can call us. I may care. I may not. 615-844-5600.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text TIGER to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text TIGER to 321-321 right now. Text TIGER to 321-321. That's TIGER to 321-321.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Hanson's Hardwood is on the air reminding all drivers to never text and drive, go the speed limit, and always buckle up. This safety reminder is brought to you by the professionals at Hanson's Hardwood. For the best hardwood in the business, call 615-281-0244. That's 615-281-0244. Hanson's Hardwood. On the air because they care.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
It's a Bill King show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Greg Folk, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Dog and Cold Dog, Coldest Team in Town. Brad Powers is paying me the best compliment he's had. Brad's been on the show. Well, I heard him on Bill for a long time, and I've been on our show for years, that I moved the market on the Mississippi State Vandy game just by thinking I thought it was too much. Now, take that, John.
Well, when you talk, people listen. Remember those old E.F. Hutton commercials?
People talk, and everybody would go.
My financier is E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton says, and everybody in the restaurant stops.
Stops, yeah.
And then the big boy guy came in and said, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Go YouTube it. There, Pat, and they were great commercials.
Got such a backlog of things he needs to catch up on.
Well, you know, he's got the energy. He's 23. He can do it. You know, my dad's favorite commercials were the John Houseman Smith Barney commercials. Remember those? Where he'd say at the end, you know, they make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it. You remember that? John Houseman, the British actor? And so that was my dad's mantra. You know, I did it every time he'd say something. I'd be like, hey, Dad, I see you did such and such and such. And he's like, yep, I did it the old-fashioned way. I earned it. That was Pops.
My favorite commercials are the E-Trade commercials where they had the baby and he's like, what's the odds of getting mauled by a polar bear and a black bear in the same day? And I don't know if anyone remembers that, but that is my favorite commercial.
Okay, all right. Give us your favorite commercials, everybody. 615.
This is welcome to June Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
In the busiest month of the year, of October.
Yeah.
What
say you about Tennessee? Do you think they can go down to Alabama and hang and keep it? Yeah, neither do I.
Well, what's the deal on Hooker? Has that come out? Is he his status?
I haven't seen anything.
Look, Google through that. Have you seen anything there?
Anything on
if it's anything like UT's been, I think you'll find out on Saturday, whoever trots out there.
He didn't look good.
Put it this way, if it's Joe Milton getting to start, sorry, no offense, but yeah. Load up on Alabama.
27, what is it, 27 and a half, 28?
I saw 25. On
the. Oh, it's so many. Yeah, those numbers that I was working off today, I didn't update since like Sunday night. I apologize. I will never do that again.
Shame on you, Gregory.
Yep. Yeah, so Vandy came down a little bit. LSU at Ole Miss. Yeah. Don't you think LSU players just, we're out
of
here.
I agree with Brad, and I'm glad Brad agreed with me. I mean, I don't understand. Just rip the Band-Aid off, give Coach O his money, send him away, name an interim coach, finish out the season, and move on. Why are you going to announce, hey, I'm not coming back next year, but I still want to coach? That's ridiculous. All because he grew up, you know, a few miles down the road and he's a raging, you know, he's a Cajun, you know, he's a Louisiana guy. Doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, just rip the Band-Aid off.
Did you watch any of the NBA open? I know we've got the Grizzlies. Well, they're not on tonight. The Grizzlies do open. We do have Braves baseball tonight.
They got the Cleveland the Cavs. Patton's Cleveland Cavaliers tonight.
So I did not watch any of the NBA.
No, I saw the Nets got blown out by the Bucks, and I hear the Bucks rings are phenomenal. like, I guess they can twist and you can make it a necklace if you want. The Bucks championship rings.
Oh.
Yeah. I caught the tail end of the Warriors-Lakers game while I was out last night.
I think it's very I'll say two things. Very concerning for the Lakers, mainly because AD and LeBron played out of their mind, mm-hmm. and Klay and Steph both had 20 points. It's 20 and 22. Yeah. So it's not like Steph went off for 40, but Russell Westbrook had a nightmare of a night. Only, I think, 5 points or something.
That's
like that.
That's the thing, man. Why is he shooting threes? He's not a very good shooter.
Yep.
Distribute the ball. But Russ has it in his mind that he's, you know, Kobe Bryant in his prime, you know, the Black Mamba assassin. You got LeBron and AD, distribute the ball. What are you doing? You're right. Both those guys played great last night, and they lost by double digits.
I think this is on LeBron because he's never done that in his career. That's why Kevin Durant left OKC was because of Russell Westbrook. And on the Nets, that is worst-case scenario for them because it shows they need Kyrie Irving in the worst way.
Here's what's going to happen. Patton and Greg, all of a sudden, I think I mentioned this on the show. I may not have. I think all of a sudden around March, Kyrie Irving's going to have a miraculous change of heart. He's going to get vaccinated, and he's going to join the Nets for the playoffs, and they're going to win a championship. That's what I think's going to happen. I really do. And that may have already been arranged. We don't know.
But I think if that was the case, I would think you would have him for the away games and during the regular season.
Yeah, Kyrie, he wants to.
But you saw what happened when they weren't all together in the playoffs last year. They needed continuity, and they didn't have that for the entirety of the season. I think there's trouble in Brooklyn, but I think Milwaukee, they got Grayson Allen down there now coming off the bench.
Yeah.
They look
They're
really
deeper.
Good.
They look deeper this year, don't they? Yeah,
I mean, Westbrook, I think it's one game because where does he fit in his style? Because he's not a spot shooter. He's a slasher going, you know, but where does that all fit?
Well, see, that's because, the thing. Because
LeBron's a penetrator and kicker.
He's the facilitator, right? Yeah. That's why he needs shooters. And Westbrook's not a shooter. He's a volume scorer because he's kind of like Allen Iverson. He should just, you know, Allen Iverson would get 28 points on 35 shots. You know what I mean? That's just how he was. It was just high volume. So, yeah, they got a lot of kinks to work out there. And health's going to be a factor because, you know, other than AD, all their stars are old. So we'll see what happens.
Breaks my heart. Anyway, let's do this. We'll take a break. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, we'll have a sunny sky with a high of 74. It'll be clear with patchy fog forming tonight, below 44. Patchy morning fog Tuesday, otherwise sunny, high 74. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Is this our breaking news sounder?
Yeah, we're breaking news.
Let's go to the. Eric, is there what he's going?
No, he's not. He just called in to tell us that Baker Mayfield is out for tomorrow night.
Well, because we had a news sounder for Eric.
He did the typical Eric. He's like, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Baker Mayfield is out.
Because
I said in the Brad Power segment,
yeah,
because he spoke yesterday and it made it sound like he was going to give it a go. But, yeah, it just broke just a couple minutes ago. Baker Mayfield, in case you're wondering or care, he's out tomorrow night for the Browns against the Broncos. It'll be Case Keenum getting the start.
Is it a torn labrum?
He has a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder, and he's been trying to play through it.
Well, the non-throwing is the good part.
Right.
Yeah.
But Jeff Saturday said on ESPN a couple of days ago, he said, hey, if you think you can, you know, function and it doesn't affect you, even though it's your non-throwing shoulder and you have a torn labrum, he said, you're high. He said, try having a torn labrum and go for a jog around the block. See how far you get. So
yeah, but they can – I don't think that I would be able to have the –
Thank you, Eric, by the way, for breaking that news for us.
But if I go around a jog with a torn labrum, I'm not going to have the attention of the medical staff to make sure that thing is not being felt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You can go 3 or 4 hours without feeling it.
Well,
they call it a shot.
But he hasn't played – the problem is he's been playing through it, but he hasn't played well. You know what I mean? He had a bad game Sunday against Arizona. Played pretty well in the Charger game, but did not play well against the Minnesota Vikings. You know, he hurt that shoulder in week two, making a tackle after an interception. So no Baker Mayfield tomorrow night for the Browns. No Nick Chubb. No Kareem Hunt. Possibly no Odell Beckham Jr. Landry's trying to come back. He's missed the last couple games, Jarvis Landry. He may not be able to go. Oh, by the way, both your starting tackles could be out. Jedrick Wills and our guy, Jack Conklin, former Titan. Other than that, the Browns are in great shape. Good thing that the game is at home and Denver has to travel. But right now, it's Browns minus a field goal. I agree with Brad. I think you either take the underdog or you leave that game alone.
Can I say something in sort of the telling on myself?
Yeah.
When that bumper music, I thought actually if that was just regular rotation bumper music,
yeah.
Right? I thought Patton had pulled that out to have a news. Remember we said we need to get his own
news? No, that's an old club song, man, from the 90s, bro.
I know, but it has that. And I wouldn't know a club song from the 90s.
Come on, you were a club head back in the day, Greg Pogue. You're not fooling anybody. You were shaking it up in the club.
I could be so bad
every
right
Friday
now.
And Saturday night. You were that guy on top of the bar.
I wouldn't have called me a club head.
Man, I was all about the club back in the day.
Maybe part of that. Anyway,
because
I was about the club. We're talking about the OVC, and of course, we were talking about the NBA. Four OVC players made NBA opening rosters. Ja Morant, obviously, at Memphis. Cameron Payne's in Phoenix. He's had a nice little
Champagne
run.
Champagne? Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Robert Covington with the Blazers.
Great guy. What a great career he's been able to carve out for himself. And he's done so many great things, as you know, for TSU.
Yeah, I think $1.2 million for the basketball facility he has donated over there. If people know where, if you come up to the arena, you know where that practice court, outdoor, not practice court, but outdoor basketball court area right through there, that's where they're going to put, you know, connect it with Gentry Center. It's going to be for the men and the women's teams, offices and practice facility and everything of what he's done there. And then Dylan Windler with your Cavs.
With the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Out of Belmont.
He's got to stay healthy, though. He you know, he's got to get on the court.
Yeah, it's been a leg fracture ever since he's came into the league. It's been tough for him, but he says he's healthy this year. So
they're going to need him.
Yeah, and the four players, think of this. Of course, we know about the Power Fives and all the other basketball powers that aren't in the Power Five. OVC is 12th among Division I conferences with the most opening day rosters.
That's impressive. Good job, OVC.
It's a basketball conference. There's no doubt about it. It always has been. Football's great, but it's certainly the bell cow has been basketball.
No doubt.
Hey, coming up after the top of the hour break, MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill.
News, I'm Jim Ryan. This morning in a Florida courtroom, Nicholas Cruz is pleading guilty to killing 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Judge Elizabeth Scherer asked Cruz several questions.
Do you understand that by pleading to these charges, you are facing a minimum best case scenario of life in prison?
Yes, ma'am.
Procter & Gamble says prices on common household items will be going up because of all the problems with the supply chain. Drivers around the country are facing higher gas prices, and they're being blamed on the same thing.
We're talking about $3.35 a gallon. That's a spike of over a nickel in just the past week. AAA telling us compared to last year, it will now cost you about $17 more to fill up your vehicle.
ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. All 160,000 New York City employees will be required to get at least one COVID vaccine by October 29th, or they'll be placed on unpaid leave. This is ABC News.
At CDW, we get the right network makes remote locations seem less remote.
Great, because my data is lagging out here.
CDW can orchestrate the Aruba Edge Services platform, bringing computing closer to where data is created. It automates, unifies, and secures the edge, fixing problems before they impact your business, giving your network a sixth sense. Someone at the door?
Just a moose. He works here.
Ah. Aruba and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Aruba.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off, days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats hit after hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
R&M Printing reminds everyone to please drive safely, sensibly, and defensively this summer season, especially around our parks and crosswalks. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident, but when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. From company logos to hoodies to t-shirts and more, call R&M Printing today at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
It is hour number two. Going to hook up with MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill here in just a few moments. A Friday night game, so the schedule might be a little off. 5 o'clock, as a matter of fact, our time on the CBS Sports Network. So Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we get to watch MTSU at UConn. Up in Storrs, Connecticut, the Blue Raiders are like about a 14-point favorite in that one. So
good for them. Go up to Storrs and get a dub, man.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I mean, obviously UConn gave Vandy all they could handle, but, you know, it's good to see, you know, the Blue Raiders a nice favorite on the road. So hopefully they can go up there and take care of business.
Yeah, coming off the bye week, they had mm-hmm. that home win against Marshall, tough loss at Liberty, and then on to UConn this Friday night. Joined now by MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Coach.
Morning, Greg. John, how you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing how are you?
Good.
Great.
Friday night football on the road. How does that change everything? And also, does it help that you're coming off a bye week going into it?
In the frozen tundra. not quite yet frozen, though.
Yeah.
No, it's obviously it helps a little bit coming off a bye week. You know, gave you a couple extra days there last week. you know, because Monday is normally our day off because class schedules and labs and everything. So, you know, like even this week, you know, we weren't able to practice on Monday because of classes and everything, so you just have a meeting, you know, so being able to have an open date last week, you know, you're able to practice a couple days last week to kind of not make up for what you're going to miss, but ultimately that's what ends up happening. So, but no, we're looking forward to going up there, you know, tomorrow morning and getting up there, so.
Coach, how did you spend the open week? Did you get the coaches together and self scout? What all involved the off week?
You know, John, probably a little bit of everything. You know, we practiced Tuesday and Wednesday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were able to use some of that practice time to, you know, with the younger guys that aren't playing as much. You know, because we're going to need everybody, you know, here down the stretch. And, you know, so it gave us a chance to work some of those guys. It also gave us a chance as a coaching staff to evaluate what we've done good, what we have done bad, what we've been average at, you know, and any tendencies that we have, you know, offensively, defensively, kicking game. You know, you slow down and kind of evaluate all that. You know, then the players had some time off. Coaches, we went out, recruited Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, and then we got back, everybody, players, we got back Sunday, and we met and practiced on Sunday. So a little bit of everything in the open day.
Before going into the open day, sort of a mixed bag, that big win over at Marshall. You go to Liberty, and we know what Liberty's been built to and where they are on a national platform, but – you just can't start slow like that, right? You just never got going offensively and dug yourself a hole right from the get-go in that
one. And that affected the running game, too, yeah. Because, you know, you spent most of the afternoon throwing the ball trying to catch up, right, Coach?
Yeah, a little bit, but I think probably more so than anything that affected, you know, our running game and really our passing game because we couldn't protect. We couldn't block those two guys. We lost, you know, two starting linemen, you know, on the second drive. We lost them for the game, and, you know, that hurt us a little bit up front from being able to run the ball as well as protect. And but you are right. You know, we had the ball at midfield there, the first possession, and, you know, fourth and one, and went for it and didn't get it, you know, and then they went in and scored. And, you know, then the second drive, you know, we're moving the ball pretty decent. Those guys got hurt, and then it just went downhill from there. And, you know, we never established any identity offensively the whole game. And then, to me, the difference in the game was their quarterback was just, you know, he was special. And, you know, he made some unbelievable plays with his feet and his arm. They got a good team, and, you know, they whipped us, and I give him credit. But, you know, we just didn't play – we didn't play well enough, you know, and, you know, obviously they played a lot better than we did.
Rick, do you pay attention to the volatility of conference memberships? Of course, it sort of started with the SEC and Texas and Oklahoma, then word of the Big 12 goes to the American Athletic, and looks like the American Athletic's going to the Conference USA, and the Conference USA is going here. That it just seems like a domino when those things start paying, and it's almost where do the chairs end up? How much can you pay attention to that? Because I know you need to, obviously, because it's your program, but you're in the middle of a season.
Yeah, no, I pay, you know, I pay a great deal of attention to it because it affects so many things. And, you know, I said it after, I think, of the 2015 season, or, you know, the importance of being ready. I said it after the 18 season, the importance, because you knew then it wasn't going to stop. It was going to happen again. And you know, so I knew it was coming. You know, you don't know when, but you knew it wasn't just going to stop. Just like, you know, when they started the playoffs, you knew it wasn't going to just be a 14 playoff, you know, the rest of our lives. You knew it was going to eventually expand. And, you know, it's in the process of happening here, you know, sometimes. So, but you got to pay attention to it, and you got to be ready for it and plan for it and prepare for it, because it affects so much in recruiting and everything else that's going on in your program. So you try to pay as much attention to it as you can.
Coach Rick Stockstill is our guest. Middle Tennessee at UConn Friday, 5 o'clock kickoff. That's interesting. Coach, we saw what UConn did against Vanderbilt a few weeks ago. Their offense did a nice job, almost won the game. Their quarterback, Krajewski, pretty good as a dual threat guy, no?
Yeah, no, you're right. And to me, you know, that's why I keep telling our team, John, that, you know, they made a coaching change after the second game. And, you know, you think about those coaches, they've got an obligation to give the players their best effort every day, but they're also, you know, worried about, you know, where they're going to eat. And, you know, they got to provide for their families and the job and all that. So I give their coaches a lot of credit because they're doing a great job. And then the players, you know, it would have been very easy for them to shut it down and not play hard. But they're not doing that. They're playing extremely hard. They lost a two-pointer to Wyoming, and Wyoming's won five games. And like you said, they, you know, they had Vanderbilt beat, you know, and Vandy goes down and kicks a field goal with the buzzer to beat them. And Vandy could have, should have beat South Carolina last week, you know. So we're not going to roll up there and expect, you know, just because we show up, they're not giving us a dub. So we got to go up there and be ready to play and compete, because it's those guys have played hard. They play hard, and they've been close in a lot of games. And you know, they got a taste of winning yesterday or Saturday with their first win, and I'm sure they liked the way that tasted better than the other ones, you know, games that have turned out for them. So I know this is, you know, you can't look at this team and see a 1-7 record and say, oh, this is a layup. You know, this is going to be easy, because it's not.
Well, and Lou Spanos, man, he's paid his dues with the Steelers for a long, long time. I think I won a couple rings there. UCLA defensive coordinator. Was an Alabama analyst, and then went to UConn as defensive coordinator, now the interim coach. Certainly his pedigree is on that defensive side.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing well. You know, like I said, they've been in close games, and, you know, they got good players. And, you know, and to answer your question, John, yeah, the quarterback is a good athlete, you know, probably a better thrower than he is a runner, but he is a, you know, a good enough runner that you've got to be aware of. And probably not as good a runner as the one that started against Vanderbilt. I can't say his name. They got hurt there in the first quarter at Vanderbilt. He was a really dynamic runner. But this guy can hurt you with his feet as well. So we got to be cognizant of that.
You like where this sort of fits in? I mean, you go from a big win over Marshall, Liberty, by non-conference road, and then right back into a big conference game. It's sort of a, I don't know how to call it, maybe a little bit of a disjointed part of the season, really.
It's been a little, John, Greg, just thinking, the whole deal that, we played two non-conferences early, the first two games, and then three conference, and then you go, a while here where you don't play any, couple conference games. You're out of conference. I think the big thing is what I'm looking forward to, obviously this game, but, what you're talking about afterwards, we finished the season in conference play, but, man, to be at home. Heck, we hadn't been at home in for dadgum ever. And, two of our first seven games, have been at home. So we've been five games on the road. Mark Owens told me eight of our last ten have been on the road. And just how hard that is, physically, on these guys, the travel, the school, the ball, the everything. People don't realize, how taxing that is, on your body.
Coach, I think you've talked about this before on the show. You're not the biggest fan of Friday games, are you? I mean, it makes your Saturday a lot more fun when you win, but you're not the biggest fan of playing on Friday, are you?
Not really, and I understand TV, John. I know where it's going.
Right.
I know why and all that kind of stuff. I will say I'd rather play a Friday night game on the road. The reason I don't like it because I don't want it to take away from high school kids.
Right.
From the high school game. If you're going to play it, at least we're on the road and we're not taken away from Rutherford County, Nashville. We're not taken away from my high school guys here, being on the roads, being at home playing. So, but I get it. I understand that that's the landscape of college football is changing. I get it. I understand it. I understand TV. I understand all that stuff. But, to me, you just wish it was colleges were Saturday and high schools were Friday. But that's not the world we live in anymore.
Yeah, last Friday you had to go ahead against Riverdale and Oakland. In your own
bed. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And that's not fair to them.
Yeah.
It's not fair to fans who, fans of MTSU that graduated from Oakland, fans of MTSU that graduated from Riverdale, they want to go support both, entities. And it's not fair to anybody. So, but that, like I said, I'm not. They don't ever call stock and say you want to play on Friday or Saturday. ESPN is going to do what they want or CBS Sports. So, it's the world we live in now.
Well, CBS Sports Friday at 5:00, obviously 6:00 Central Time. MTSU at UConn. You talk about recruiting. You could this weekend. You couldn't have officials, right? Where are we in the recruiting process?
You are allowed to have official visits now, but it's still the evaluation period that you can go out and watch a high school kid play one time, and that goes up until Thanksgiving. And then once Thanksgiving gets here, then you're allowed to go into the prospect's home and talk to him, face-to-face and have a contact. Right now, we're still in the evaluation period. And then early signing day is, there that third Wednesday of December. I think it's the third Wednesday. That's the early signing period. And then the other one is the first Wednesday of February.
Are there going to be enough scholarships, not for you, but in general, to go around. We've talked about this because of the ones that stuck around, the one that got the extra year, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Will there be enough scholarships to take care of the senior class?
No, I mean, of high school kids?
Yes.
No. The transfer portal has affected the high school kids so much because, you know, I just still believe that colleges are going to, you know, look at a quick fix, you know, at a certain position, more so than the development fix of a high school kid. And I feel sorry for the high school kid, the high school athlete, because, you know, if you can sign 20 guys, I think people are going to, at best, 10 and 10, 10 portals and wow. 10 high school kids. You know, we've got low numbers right now. You know, we could only sign 12 guys. That's all we've got scholarships available because of the NCAA granting everybody an extra year. So, wow. And we're not the only one. Everybody's going to be in that same boat.
Well, Coach, you mentioned going up to the frozen tundra this week. The forecast actually looks pretty good, 68 degrees, low humidity, precipitation chance only 10%, wind only 8 miles an hour. You guys are going to light it up, man.
And courtesy of News Channel 5, yeah. By the way.
Yeah, we should get Henry on.
That's why we need to hurry up and get up there and get out.
Yeah, because being from the Northeast, trust me, it's coming.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So, as I'm saying, we're lucky, and because it could have been a lot worse. So, very fortunate that we're, you know, playing them in the middle of October instead of the middle end of November.
Rick, as always, appreciate you coming on. Good luck Friday, 5:00, CBS Sports. If you want to watch it, up at UConn. Thanks, Rick.
Good deal. Appreciate you guys.
Have Thanks, Coach.
Week. All right.
Yeah. That's why we got to get up there and play this game and get the heck out of there.
You know, all of our MTSU visitors brought to you by Budmore State Farm Insurance right there, 3245 Franklin Road in the heart of West Murfreesboro on Highway 96, Old Fort Parkway. Come on. Office hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Budmore State Farm Insurance with auto, home, property, life, health, rental. You can bundle any or all of the above, banking products, annuities. State Farm experience since 1972, the Murfreesboro native Bud, past president of the Blue Raider Athletic Association, National Alumni Association board member, and he'll be at the game. He goes to all the games, home and away. U.S. Army decorated Vietnam veteran as an airborne ranger. Wanted to mention that as well. Just a good guy that's staffed with more than 100 years of experience, and it's only experience I've had as a homeowner. Both of my homes that I've owned in Rutherford County for a long, long time have been insured by Bud Morris State Farm Insurance. The number to call, 615-893-1417. And the cool thing about it is if there's a problem, you just got to pick up the phone and call Bud, and he'll tell you what to do. I mean, that's right. You
don't better call Bud.
You don't have to go through all of this, you know, get put in a phone system. Blah, blah, blah. Just pick up the phone and call Bud.
Listen, right? I've been a State Farm customer ever since I began driving when I was 16 years old.
There you go.
And you know, everywhere I've lived, I've been a State Farm guy. I will be a State Farm guy for life. I have a wonderful agent out in Bellevue where I live, Holly. Shout out, Holly. Hope you're well. So you can't go wrong with State Farm.
And certainly Bud Morris, the website budmorris.biz. Hey, we're wide open the rest of the hour. You want to give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line? Please do. 615-844-5600.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, we'll have a sunny sky, the high temperature 78. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, stray shower late, low 60. Thursday, partly sunny with a few showers and thunderstorms, our high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Coldall, coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. I think somebody took exception to you doing weather a minute ago. You were doing the Stores Connecticut weather report for Coach Stock heading up to play UConn. Mm-hmm. And apparently someone on the F&M Bank phone line is...
Gee, I wonder who that could
be. Might have the red booty factor about it.
Yeah, because in his mind he's thinking, I have to give the weather forecast for Stores Connecticut. Go ahead, Henry Rothenberg, News Channel 5 meteorologist, official meteorologist, chief meteorologist.
Until you step over the boundaries.
Of the Greg Pogue and John Berger. I apologize, Henry. I'm sorry. Let me genuflect and apologize to you, sir, for giving a weather forecast. How dare I?
John, Bubby, listen. I actually was only trying to call before you did that, after listening to Sox, y'all talking to him.
Yeah.
I don't know if the forecast is going to be up there. As we speak, I'm on my way to St. Louis for a wedding tonight.
But, nice.
You know, listening to you guys, and I was actually curious, you know, I've talked to you some in the studio, John, about realignment and this domino.
Yeah.
Why is NTSU never in the talks to go to the AAC? It gives you the national market.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you some degree of a regional rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
I get UAB. There's history there with the remaining AAC teams because it's the old Conference USA.
Right.
And that's exactly what's about to happen to AAC. It's about to become the old, yet current, Conference USA.
Right.
Why is MTSU never in this mix?
Greg, what do you think?
I'm staying out of this one.
No, it's a good question, Henry.
Attendance, support, visibility. Certainly the market is there, but... you know, but the another one though that's and I'm putting together this list. There's six. The word is that I've gotten from a pretty good source, somebody smarter than me, is that six of the current Conference USA teams are headed to Conference USA, and I'm writing them down: UAB, Southern Miss, yep. North Texas, Rice, FAU, and I'm leaving.
UTSA.
Texas, San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio.
And so those six would leave. And where would that leave WKU and MTSU? I'm hearing to the MAC, to the Mid-American Conference. And this is something that hasn't been on the air in this market. So I'm not breaking any news, but
just
I also was right on how much the SEC was going to get fined, right?
And yes, you nailed it. You
exactly.
nosed it. You nosed it. Yeah.
And so do not be surprised then if those six teams leaves Conference USA, what does Conference USA do? There's very few FBS availables out there. Liberty, I don't know that Liberty would go to a now broken up Conference USA. Sunbelt Conference seems to be pretty solid. Could it that Western and Middle are not going to step back to where they once were. They left the Sunbelt to go to Conference USA. So here's what I'm hearing. That Western Kentucky and MTSU go to the Mid-American Conference, in which I think would be a great landing spot. That's going to be a conference that's going to be really stable. No other conferences are in there trying to poach their schools. It's a solid basketball conference. It's a solid football conference. And with one with the tradition, and you have a natural travel rivalry with Western and Middle.
Yep.
Geographically, it's not that – I mean, hell, it's closer than UTEP, right? Any MAC school. So I'm hearing that that's where they could land, that Western and Middle could end up in the MAC.
That answer your question, Hammer?
To a degree, yeah. But Southern Miss, I hadn't heard Southern Miss. I heard Rice.
Well, Rice. I've heard six schools.
And I heard Rice in the mix. The Rice I get because Rice, I believe, is in Houston, so it keeps the Houston market.
Well, you got North Texas give you Dallas. Obviously, San Antonio. Yeah. FAU gives you Miami. Mm-hmm. UAB gives you Birmingham. Southern Miss doesn't give you a market, but it gives you a football tradition, and it's been up in the Bears.
They can just say, hey, Brett Favre played here.
Well, you know, and so those six leave Conference USA. What does it leave Western and Middle? And they've got to look out for each other once again. They've moved as partners. If this happens, they would move the third time although Middle was way ahead when it moved up to FBS, but eventually Western moved up to get into the Sun Belt. Then they both moved to Conference USA. So they're a rivalry, but since they're only 100 miles apart, they have strong basketball. They've got solid football. They're natural to move together.
You can liken that to Texas and Oklahoma leaving the Big 12 together to go to the SEC.
Except those schools are good.
Right, exactly. You didn't let me finish.
The whole thing, you've already got the Dallas market with SMU.
Mm-hmm.
But that
program hasn't done anything, you know. North Texas.
You're right. It adds the death penalty. And then it started too with Larry Brown in basketball, and then they got in trouble and it kind of just fallen off. But it just always shocks me that MTSU for a good, 15, 20 years. I mean, I remember when they started really upping their schedule because I was at Missouri when we played them, and I remember people writing that game off. And this is when we had Brad Smith, the quarterback, and it's like, no, MTSU's that team you don't want to face because they get a lot of guys that could have gone to, a better program. And they were competitive back in the old Sun Belt days. And they still have a decent team, but I just don't – there's a lot of rivalry to be there. Bring Western, then you got Memphis, UAB.
Well, here's the one with Memphis. How does Memphis feel that it got left out of the Big 12 discussion?
Yeah.
They're bitter.
Yeah.
They're so bitter. But here's the thing about Memphis. Memphis messed up years ago. In the early days of the SEC and the expansion, when it absorbed the old Southwest Conference and all that, and they stayed with the Metro and then Great Midwest, Memphis is in an odd spot where you're sandwiched between so many SEC schools, and I honestly think it's the TV revenue is just not there because it's split between Mississippi State, Ole Miss, UT, and Arkansas, and to a degree, Kentucky. I mean, Memphis is just sandwiched in there. So,
But when you think Memphis, they should be mentioned alongside Central Florida, Cincinnati, Houston, and they're not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
True. But they've also fallen off, too, when you think about their programs.
But their football's been solid here for several years now. Probably the best run it's had in a long time.
It has. You look at the last 2 years, and they've fallen off. I would say, and then, basketball, we'll see what happens this year. I think this is the year that determines if Penny can coach or not.
These leagues don't care about basketball. They don't care about basketball. They're not bringing in new schools because of their basketball.
Yeah.
If so, Kansas could go anywhere they wanted to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Well, you know, that's Kansas, and as a Mizzou guy, you know, that's just that's good for one thing, it's storm chasing.
Well, Henry, you've left us some.
They've been your basketball daddy forever. I don't want to hear that.
Look, if I decided where I went to college based off of a basketball game, I probably would have gone to Kansas. But as I tell KU fans, I wanted to be successful in life. So
man.
How do you get a KU fan to get off your lawn? Pay him for the pizza. But it's. Anyway, Henry, you left us some beautiful weather here in Nashville, man. So have fun in St. Louis.
Appreciate it, guys. Always great chatting with y'all. And John, I got to say, you did do a good job with the forecast. I was proud.
Thank you.
I
talked about the humidity, the wind, right?
You did. It got me a little bit clump.
Oh, you're a mensch. Good things.
Good things.
Are y'all done?
Thanks, Hammer.
Are y'all done?
I love the Hammer. Okay. He's the best. Love you, Hammer. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Be right. Well.
Henry Rothenberg, everybody. Cool dude.
Yeah.
Cool,
fun. Yeah, he's a mensch.
A mensch? What is a mensch?
That's like a Yiddish term, meaning just a good dude. Like Pecorine is a mensch. Just an all-around good dude. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? That's what they say. Oh, he's a real mensch.
You really have to enunciate that, though.
Yeah, exactly. I can't say verklempt.
I just Googled it, and Minch was a male member of a short-statured tridactyl species, who served in the Jedi Order as Knight of the Galactic Republic.
Yeah, like I was saying. That's exactly the description I just gave. Steve Martin, also.
Let's go back to the phone. 615-844-5600. Jeff in the Borough. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, guys? Well, y'all talking about conferences. Here goes one you can form. Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, Memphis, UAB, Southern Miss, maybe the two Florida schools. And then you can pick one of these two, Marshall or Charlotte. That's eight. You can form your conference right there. It's regionalized. You ain't going to break the bank traveling everywhere to Texas and all this other business. And out west of Michigan and showing the Mac Michigan and all that business. You ain't going to break the bank. That's what Massaro wants anyway. It's regionalized conference. He don't want to be traveling halfway across the country for a volleyball match or soccer or whatever.
Well, they already are, aren't they, in the conference
USA? I'm saying that's what he wants. He wants a regionalized conference. Yeah.
It's going to be looked like, though, that there's not going to be enough chairs for Middle or Western. If UAB, Southern Myth, North Texas, Rice, FAU, and San Antonio leave for the American Athletic, what does Conference USA do? There's not going to be enough.
What I'm saying is, with regional university, you can form your own league and have Western and Middle in it, have Memphis, UAB in it, Southern Miss. But
those last three you mentioned aren't going to be available.
Well, they might be available. You feed the pot, it might be available.
There's no money.
It might be. I mean, I don't know. You could pitch the idea to them.
I don't think there hasn't been a new conference formed in 20 years in Division I.
Well, I mean, there might, I don't know, but I'm just saying it's a possibility. You know, the only reason why these schools are moving football anyway. So you might well get you. I mean, you don't need 25 conferences, 25 teams in a league. All you need is about 8 or 10 anyway. You don't need 15, 14 teams in it. And like Massaro said one day, why is Memphis going to Temple for a volleyball match up to Philadelphia? Don't make no sense. You're gonna lose money anyway. So it don't make any sense, does it? No. You need a regionalized conference. Make it regionalized where you don't break the bank on the other, like football and basketball is your major sports, where you don't break the bank on these other sports traveling all over the place. That's what it amounts to. So, I mean, and also for the Braves, please don't pitch to Cody Bellinger, will you? Walk the guy. You got two men on. Load the bases. Are you going to be dumb, dude, like you did last year? It's 2-1 now. You're giving Dodgers all kind of momentum. I wouldn't be surprised if they win the next three and beat the Braves. And I'd be laughing all that at the other end. I mean, Lord have mercy. Stitcher, ain't you got any sense?
Well, let me ask you, were the runners on first and second?
What about them?
Well, yeah, you don't. So you load the base. If first base was
ground ball, double play, you right in it.
Well, you have a ground ball would end it with first and second, too.
Well, it might, yeah, but it might not. He might hit it 8,000 feet, which is what he did. because you pitch to him. So walk him, for goodness sakes. Get you a ground ball to shortstop. The next guy get a ground ball to shortstop. You pitched to him last year, didn't you? He hit it 8,000 feet. This year he hit it 10,000 feet. He's in Afghanistan. The Taliban thought it was a bomb. They give it back to Biden. Said, we don't want none of this.
But that wasn't a terrible pitch that he hit. That pitch was off.
That pitch was up,
and Bellinger just made a beautiful swing on it.
He still hit it 8,000 feet.
Well, you know, hindsight's pretty good. I don't think you load the bases for a, you know, to get away from Bellinger.
You can even load the base, have a tie ball game. That's with the Braves title. And then Mr. Betts hit a double to the gap. Oh, well, 6-5. Like you said, you got the Fresh Prince of Buckhead, Will Smith pitching. Oh, well, you might have a bullpen. You need to get you somebody, Luke Jackson. Oh, he's a top flighter. He couldn't get me, you, and Burton out, or Pat and Cook. He couldn't get the four of us out. He'd have a hard time of doing that.
Jeff, you sound really angry today. Why are you so angry?
Well, just stop blowing it. Atlanta's a bad city. Hawks ain't won nothing. Falcons ain't won nothing. Braves ain't won but one title. Oh, well, Atlanta's the worst sports city in the USA. Oh, well, I guess you keep on losing.
Yeah, Detroit's pretty bad.
Loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? Have a good day.
Well, there's 5 minutes of our lives we'll never get back, Greg. So, there you go. Leaves the line open. Somebody jump in where he dropped off.
I'm not flimming out. I'm actually. Losing consciousness.
You're trying. Yeah. We lost cabin pressure.
Yes, okay. Let's take a break. Hey, Brian, you be first right after it.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel, Music City's holiday party destination.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio. WNSR.
It's Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Auburn Nation. Just, you know, I tell you, Saturday, calling the, well, I was in Saturday morning doing prep football talk.
Right.
And then the double, not the doubleheader, my God, they don't play football doubleheaders. The overtime game.
Yeah.
I, by the end of that, man, I'd about lost my voice.
Right.
You know,
because talking about TSU, Tennessee Tech.
Right.
Yeah.
TSU play by play. And yeah, and just allergy. Little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
temperature starting to change a little
bit.
Well,
you know,
it's a tough time of year, man.
It's October in Tennessee. All right. 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Brian, good morning.
Brian, please save us after that last call before the break.
Fellas, I tell you what, man. Mark this day down in history. When I call in and agree with a good part of what Jeff and the Barrel said,
oh, wow.
You know there's something.
Cats and dogs living together.
Water.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's set it. It was runners on first and second with one out, correct?
Correct.
All right. And you have a 3-run lead, right?
Correct.
You're going to walk the go-ahead run and bring the go-ahead run to the plate? No, that's not going to happen.
Tying run.
Are you going to go the tie? No, they would be.
Oh, that's right. It would have been a go-ahead run.
You're not going to bring the go-ahead run. Bellinger, yes, had a big hit the previous game, but his body of work this season suggests you go after him, and he hit a pitch out of the zone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
made a beautiful swing.
I mean, those things happen.
That's baseball, Susan.
But you already have the double play set up, right, with runners in first and second. You don't load the bases. You know, and who was after that? Chris Bryant was next.
Chris Taylor
was next, and he's been hot. And you going to put him up with the go ahead run? No, not going to happen.
Well, I tell you what, fellas, you continually put guys on base. I think Cousin Eddie said it best on National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You know, it's like that cat when he got into the in the Christmas light and he burnt himself up. And Cousin Eddie said, if that cat had 9 lives, he just used all of them up. And that's exactly what happened to the Braves yesterday. They've routinely put runners on base, and they've been able to get out of it with either a double play or a good snag like Dansby or Riley making exceptional catches or having a pop foul ball out, but it's gonna hurt you, and that's why bullpens are so important. If you looked at this NLCS series in the last few games, it's been either a mistake or runners on base, and it finally coming back to haunt you. And for the Braves, yesterday was that time. Cody Bellinger had not been doing very well during this postseason. But he's one of those dudes that you know he's due for one. And yesterday, he met his maker and he drove it out. And you could see the momentum changing. Those people in the stands were downhearted. You know, they had pretty much given up on that game. The Dodgers fans were almost
They were showing them on the exit ramp leaving. But then, you know, they get there early and leave late anyway. So, leave early. Yeah.
You know, guys, it's the postseason, man. I mean, you have to be on. I'm not ready to give up on them like half the people on Twitter were last night. They said that the series was over with. The Dodgers was going to win the next 3 games. Hey, it could happen. I mean, it truly could happen. I'm never really happy when you have a bullpen game. I've never liked that. I think, to me, I would start either Yanoa or Smiley, at least see what you could get out of them for the first start of the game. And I mean, if you have to go your bullpen, you do it. But to me, Bulls fan games have never worked.
And yeah, Brian, to your point.
Bill Clinton and this, yeah.
To your point, Brian, I definitely don't like him in the playoffs. Now, if it's, you know, some game in the middle of July, sure, why not?
Right.
You know, go ahead,
you
know.
If it's game 107, hey, go
right.
ahead. Do
yeah, yeah,
do.
I don't like him for the playoffs.
You're talking about a game four, a pivotal game four, a chance where the Dodgers can tie it up. I just don't like that chance. They got Urias going, but, you know, they've used him already in this series. So, I mean, for the Braves fans out there, let's hope the bats stay alive and, you know, I'll leave on this, fellas. I hate to see when errors happen to guys and they make bad mistakes, and I hope stuff never comes down to it. Ed Rosario ran into an out, had a potential for a big first inning. He ran into an out. Gavin Lux dropped the ball in center field. I hated that it came. I'm glad that game did not come down to those two guys, but I hate guys being scapegoats. When you're a pitcher, you kind of expect that you're going to give up runs. Luke Jackson has been lights out for a good part of this postseason, so you just move on to the next game. But let's just hope that we have
Let me ask you this. You Braves fan, let me ask you this. Going into the series, you would have taken up being up 2-1 right now, knowing you're going back home for at least one. You would have taken that in a heartbeat instead of, you know, sitting here, you know, overanalyzing it all.
Dude, if you would have told me we won one game,
all right, yeah, you're up 2-1, man, and you've got home field advantage still.
Hey, man, I mean, if you ever hear a Braves fan talking about things are good in the playoffs, you found a nuts Braves fan. It comes with the nature of the beast, man. Yeah. But man, fellas, always enjoy the talk, man. I'll get back with y'all, man.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right,
thanks, Brian. Appreciate you, man.
I mean, no matter how they got to this point, they've you know, they went through the Brewers. No one expected that to happen. Now they got a 2-1 lead on L.A., knowing you're going back to at least have the opportunity to, even if they lose three in a row there, you can still go home and win two, which they've won five in a row at home. Four in a row at home, you know, before, you know, they got a four-game home winning streak right now, as a matter of fact. That's right. So, sometimes you just tip your hat. Bellinger hit a pitch out of the zone.
Exactly.
You know, and he's not a high ball hitter either.
No, he's not. You know? He just, you know, he got good wood on it and went out. Like I've been saying, that's baseball, Susan.
Well, and Luke Jackson has been solid, as Brian said, but there's also the dynamic now in relief, where once a relief pitcher comes in, he's got to pitch to three batters minimum.
Yep. Yep.
And that changes the dynamic of it as well, because then you're going to have righty on lefty or lefty on righty, where if you could change every, you know, batter, like La Russa would change, you know, we would have 18 relievers the last 19 batters.
Oh, La Russa was ridiculous with that stuff.
And so was Joe with Tampa Bay and the Cubs. Joe Madden was the same way. Just drive you mad. And anyway, let's take a break after that, please.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, More than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Small Town Handyman is on the air reminding all drivers to save the text message for when it's not going to cause an accident. Put down your cell phones and never text and drive. This safety message is brought to you by Small Town Handyman. For all your handyman needs, call today at 931-637-1095. That's 931-637-1095. Small Town Handyman, on the air reminding you to never text and drive.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. For today, we'll have a sunny sky, the high temperature 78. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, stray shower late, low 60. Thursday, partly sunny with a few showers and thunderstorms, our high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos. We do have Braves baseball game four tonight. The pregame around 6:53, and the first pitch around 7:08. The Astros and the Bo Sox at 4:08. And I know you don't care about this series, quite frankly, neither do I. This series has been
painful for me as a Yankee fan. But
a nine-run ninth inning for the Astros last night.
Yeah,
score was tied 2-2.
I'm sure they cheated to get all their runs, but it was against the Red Sox, so I don't mind as much.
Yeah. So, did you go to college for that kind of commentary? Is that something you learned in level 200 communications?
Now you're questioning my education?
No, I'm just questioning you bop it on Astros and Red Sox every time. In the commentary that surrounds it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not questioning your education.
Yeah,
you're smarter than most people think.
Well, I'm petty and I'm bitter, okay? I'm sure you've learned that about me in the almost 2 years we've been doing this show. I understood what you said. But, I think you know me by now that I'm petty and I'm bitter. I own it. It is what it is.
Especially when it comes to the teams you don't like.
Exactly.
So, sports hate the Cowboys.
Yes.
The Red Sox.
Yes.
Okay, the Astros are a Johnny come lately.
Yes, but they're on the list.
All right, but I'm talking about lifetime. Me, the Cardinals.
Notre Dame football.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
The Reds.
Yeah. The Rays.
The Cubs.
The Tampa Bay Rays have become a Johnny come lately,
Cardinals
too.
Especially for me.
Yeah, but public enemy number one for me as a Yankee fan is the Red Sox. As a Giants fan, public enemy number one, it's a tie, Eagles and Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't like the Cowboys or the Yankees. I don't like the ones that think they're biggity, biggity, biggity. I don't have a sports hate for them. I just want them to lose every game. All right, Patton.
That kind of qualifies as sports hate, by the way.
No, it's pulling for them to lose.
Yeah.
My sports hate personally is just Steph Curry. I don't even care about the Warriors.
Yes.
Why?
I just think he plays
the mouthpiece, the shimmy,
He plays an act like he's a church boy. Mm-hmm. I think he's just a Richard, as John says.
Yes, yes. Amen to that. Because we're LeBron fans. If you're a LeBron fan, you can't be a Steph Curry fan.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's in a league that has LeBron James, there is no reason for a guy like Steph Curry to be the unanimous MVP. That's absolutely ridiculous. You want to vote him MVP, that's one thing. Unanimous MVP in a league where you have LeBron James? No. Sorry. I don't accept that. And I agree with you.
I think he's
a great player, but I think he's Fugazi because everybody wants to think he's like this nice choir boy. I think he's, yes, I like the way you said that. I think he's a Richard. The mouthpiece, the shimmy, all the.
Well, kind of my generation, I know it's talked about it a lot. There's no real team hate or anymore. It's really, or team love. A lot of it's player love. I'm different. I like teams a little bit more. But in terms of, like, I hate
you're
players.
Right. You're right. Sports fans your age are more about the players, the individual players.
But the Ravens, because we're the Titans
because it's all about the branding, right, of the players now.
There was sports hate between the Titans and the Ravens during that stretch. There's no doubt about it. I don't think
there's the Steelers.
Yeah. I don't think there's really a sports hate for a Titans fan right now, really. The Colts, but that's a rivalry. I don't think there's any, you know, a lot of that had to do, hey, you just beat us. You know, if you're a Titan fan, you could say, hey, you beat us with Peyton. You beat us with Andrew Luck. I mean, you know.
But that was a weird dynamic, though, because there are a lot of people in this area, in this state, that automatically became Colts fans because they love Peyton Manning so much.
Yeah, good for them.
So they just went to the team that he went to, right?
Yeah, and hey, here's the deal with that. You can be a fan of any team for any reason. It's your business. I don't care, and I will never question why you're a fan, because that's not my business. You can be a fan of whoever you want to be.
Well, I have strict guidelines when it comes to fandom.
Good.
You know.
Good. Well, right. Why don't you write them down and bring them to me tomorrow?
Man, it's a good thing it's the end of the show, brother. Because you know.
Don't you have to go to Titans?
No, I'm off today. Off TV today. I'm back tomorrow, so I gotta go and.
Tomorrow.
I gotta go get my oil changed and eat some food and hit the gym. What are you gonna do?
What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to survive.
Sit around, watch some ball?
No, actually, having lunch with our friend Tom Hodges here in a few moments.
Oh, I was just thinking about him this morning.
Catch it up with Tom. And
tell Coach I said hello.
I'll go get Clay and you know, from his day program and watch Braves baseball tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Grizzlies basketball.
Yep, we've got Braves baseball tonight right here on Nashville Sports Radio. 6:53 pregame, 7:08 the first pitch with that. Eddie George tomorrow. They go on the road to Eastern Illinois Saturday. The Tigers of TSU do, and then Vanderbilt coach Brett Lee. Brett Lee,
also known as Clark Lee.
Yeah, Brett Lee, who used to work at Channel 5. Clark Lee will join us, and Jim Burton will be back, and so will Patton Fluke.